You can't win, Kyle.
It's my favorite suggestion so far. You as Annie.
And you know what? When I was thinking of you or Brenner, I was thinking of King and I.
Yes, yes.
Thank you for everybody who corrected me on that. But I thought it was you or Brenner. It was the King and I that I was thinking about with you or Brenner.
We've done some time travel today. The Baltimore Colts, who thought were still in existence. And
I had my pop.
Well, you or Brenner talk on the show today. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, Tanner McKee. Let me check the poll results here because you guys, I'll say you people, I've lost your minds today. I mean, we got calls here, multiple first-round picks for Tanner McKee. And then the idea here that if the Eagles had to play Tanner the entire season, they'd be some sort of lock playoff team. 73% are confident the Eagles would be a playoff. He started one game in the league.
One whole game.
There was less confidence for Jalen Hurts, a second-round pick, entering his second season after four productive games in the league than there is for Tanner McKee off of a preseason night last night.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the reality.
That's the reality of the situation. Yeah, I can be that.
And whose fault?
That ain't my fault.
Well, you tell people to live their truth. You're out here I put the order in for your Tanner McKee jersey, which you need to wear to the pregame next week.
I did. I thought I framed it in a way that people could understand it. So it's easy to understand. Like I'm saying, with the team rallying around him, I think you can win 10 games. Now, get to the Super Bowl, that's a little different. I don't think you can do that.
Yeah, let's not forget the schedule this year. Cowboys.
It's daunting.
Chiefs.
Do you think Tanner McKee could take 7 sacks and a safety against the Rams in the divisional round? I do.
Yeah, he probably could do that. Do I think Tanner McKee is ever going to play games as high of a high as Jalen has in the NFL? Mm-mm. I don't think so.
Did you see him last night?
I did. That was in the preseason.
I'm just wondering.
The preseason. Yeah.
It was a huge game,
defense.
Joe.
It was not. It was not a huge game.
I'm living my truth.
But this is what you...
I feel like I'm being mocked a little.
Yeah, I mean...
Well, you tell our audience to live their truth. You got people out here lying to themselves because of you.
No, they're believing what they believe. Mm-hmm. Live your truth. Live your truth, man. Live your truth.
This is a problem. 215-592-9494. All right, before we go back to the phones, Hugh, let's plant our flag in the ground here with some... This happens every year, right? There's a player or two or three that stand out in training camp, and they stand out in the preseason games, and they become the fan favorites. I'm gonna plant my flag. It's Darius Cooper. It's the wide receiver that was playing really well last night. Mm-hmm. He made some plays.
Tarleton State.
Yes, he runs differently than most receivers. Almost looks like a running back when the ball is in his hands. I think they've got something. They're undrafted free agent. Can we hear from him after the game last night as he kind of introduced himself to all of us?
Graduated from Tarleton State University, originally from St. Louis, Missouri, and it's just a blessing to be here.
And, was this any, I would say surprise, but do you feel like what you've done in camp, this was an example, this was kind of a showing?
Most definitely. This is a great organization to be introduced to as a first time being in the league because, you work so hard at the details and the small things. When you put the work in at practice, you come out, you go out with your brothers, and everybody's on the same page. And it just makes the game easier. So it was definitely a great experience to be out there playing with this team and just executing how we did today. So,
can you take us through that 20-yard touchdown catch you had from McKee?
Tanner McKee, he made a great call. He told me to just run a go ball. He threw it up, put it in the perfect spot. The line held up for him. You can't be great without the greatness of others. So the line held up for him. He put the ball there, and we scored.
Tanner checked into the play.
Yeah, he put he's already an Eagle.
Runs the offense.
You can't be great without the greatest
no
others.
No other quarterback does that.
Well, I'm not sure fully about that. But I love how he literally introduced himself to everyone. As if, he's been on the team training camp. He didn't arrive yesterday, but he...
Darius Cooper, graduated from Tarleton State University, originally from St. Louis, Missouri. And it's just a blessing to be here.
I'm a fan of the kid. All right, let's hear from Sirianni after the game last night on Darius Cooper, who had himself a heck of a night.
Nick, what have you made from Darius Cooper's progression over this camp and this summer?
Yeah, I think he's, I mentioned him the other day. I think he has a lot of good tools. Catches the ball obviously really well. Those were some tough catches that he made today, particularly on some of those shallows. That fourth down shallow was like a perfect ball by Tanner with some traffic. I think they were in two man, and he had a really nice catch there. He's continued to get better, learning all the different spots that he needs to play. I think he's got an opportunity to do some good things. Obviously, you saw that out there today.
Well, Darius Cooper did it. I'm excited to watch him next Saturday in their next preseason game against the Browns. Hugh, of course, this segment sponsored by
CJ's Tire and Auto. At CJ's Tire and Auto, you can save big on service and on thousands of tires. From all the top-tier brands you trust, CJ's isn't just about tires. They've got your whole ride covered. Visit CJ's Tire and Auto today.
All right, Hugh, other than Tanner McKee, who stood out in a good way? So I picked Darius Cooper. Johnny Wilson also had a good night. Anais Smith returning some punts. Who stood out to you last night?
You know what? I'm going to go chalk. I'm going to go with the Jahad Campbell. Mm-hmm. I think that he had some plays where he looked like the middle linebacker that we want him to be. He was a little hesitant, you know, on some of the blitzes, mm-hmm. but you can see the talent that's there. I think that's that's one of the guys that looks to me like he has some pass rush ability. Not really there yet, but he has something there about him.
You know, I know Vic a few weeks ago said he's still got a ways to go as a pass rusher. I do wonder as the season goes on, though. They seem to be very deep at inside linebacker, right? When Zach Bond gets back healthy. We'll see when N'Kobe comes back to this, but we know he's behind. But they have Trotter. They have Smile Mondon, who played last night. They feel like they have guys that they could put on the field.
Yeah, a nice young group of linebackers,
right.
Man.
So,
they really do.
But they're a little bit light at edge on, you know, behind Nolan and Angelic Sun. I wonder if that process of Jahad Campbell learning the edge gets sped up over the course of the season. It feels like they have a bigger hole at edge than they do inside linebacker.
Well, I think it's still, you know, early in the process. I think they're still trying to get a feel for the guys that they have and everything. But, you know, you talk about last night's game, and I think you have to take it, even though we've been here talking about Kelee Ringo and what he looks like.
Not good.
You have to take it with a grain of salt because the ball was coming out quick. And you knew that. You know, you knew going into this game that was coming out quick. But you, the basic concepts of football, you have to be able to do. And tackling is one of those. And it wasn't done last night.
If you had 108 on the Hugh Douglas apologizes for Kelee Ringo tour.
No, I'm not apologizing. I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. No, I'm not apologizing.
I do wonder if they're going to be as down on him as we are. Do you think one... Again, we're not seeing every snap of practice, Vic Fangio's. Do you think last night is a big deal or a little deal for it's not a no deal, right? It's something. Big deal or little deal for the coaching staff with Ringo?
He has to get better. Now, I'm saying that because I don't know. He's been here for what, 3 years?
This is third year, yeah.
And that says something, right? But now the pressure's ramped up. It's like it's almost like go or get off the pot. Type situation, and this is what the NFL is in a nutshell. So I think he's going to get another chance to redeem himself. He has to step up big, man.
Yeah, the part that's concerning, I think, for them and for me, it's like if the first three games of the year were Saints, Giants, and Jets, right, teams that have either one or no receivers, you could say, all right, Quinion's going to cover those their guys, but then we could get away with this. That's not the schedule. They have the Cowboys, who have one great receiver, another one that obviously has talent. Then the Rams in week three. Week two is the Chiefs, and week four is the Buck. I mean, those are – that's a lot of receiving talent they're going to see the first 4 weeks.
And it's obvious that they feel that he needs to work.
Yes.
He needs to work, and they need to figure out who is the lesser of the two evils when you talk about the corners that were out there last night. Mm-hmm. So it's one of those things where the biggest thing, you have to realize the position that you're in, and you have to go out there and you try to capitalize on the moments that they're given that are given to you every time you're out there. Last night wasn't a great night for Kelee Ringo, but I've always heard him say it's not the record.
If we gave Howie and Vic truth serum, and the question was, should you have kept Darius Slay? What do they say?
It was time to move on.
They say yes.
No, of course they say yes.
They say yes. We should have kept him.
That was company man focus right there.
No, it wasn't. I'm just saying
it was time to move on. Why?
Because they could have signed him.
I know, but maybe they made a mistake.
They could have signed him, and they said, "Well, let's let the young guys see what they can do."
And now?
They were like, it's still got time to get this going.
Yeah, I wish Slay was still here. That's just me. All right, 215-592-9494. Cowboy Jim is up on WIP. Hey, Cowboy Jim.
This is actual caller-on-caller crime.
Ooh.
Aaron from Dopey Land. No one in Oxnard wants you there, you loser slash worst caller at WIP. Stay home. Eat your banana with a spoon, and don't call anymore, okay?
He invaded your team's training camp, Jim. I mean, that's embarrassing.
An Eagles champ.
And he apparently made friends. I doubt that, but he said he did.
I doubt that. He doesn't
There's
make
no
friends
way.
Anywhere. Hey, thanks for the positive Cowboy talk today. Dak slicing and dicing the Eagles secondary. It's very nice of
you. Well, they're still going to lose the game by 10. I mean, that's my opinion.
All right, let's make a deal. Let's make a deal for Micah here. Listen, I don't want Tanner McKee. I need defense. Okay, I need two of your top five defensive players. I'm thinking.
I think Jahad Campbell.
Jahad Campbell, Nolan Smith, and I don't need a first round pick.
No. We'll give you again a one of three and Tanner McKee.
I don't want Tanner McKee. I'm fine with Milton.
I'm fine with Joe Milton.
The future.
What?
He's the future, Cowboy Jim.
Hugh said he's better than Dak Prescott. Yeah.
No, I'm fine with that. Listen, and as for my movie, I've changed my mind here. Listen, I had one movie. So Joe will play Cletus, Kyle will play Buford T. Justice, and Hugh will be the bandit. So
Smoking the Bandit, that's a good one.
And Smoking the Bandit. So, Hugh, who do you want to play as Sally Field?
I was just thinking about that. Because, you know, like back in the day, if you watched that movie, Sally Field was tightly framed up. Like, she was nice.
Well, she was a flying nun, you know.
Why you always got to play music, man? I'm just saying. I don't know.
Who do you want to drive around the whole country with?
I forgot, wasn't it?
Ike and Sally Field?
Jane Daniels' mama. She can go.
Did she return your messages
yet? Did she respond to your DMs?
No, not yet.
She didn't respond.
Yeah, not to date at either of you, Cowboy Jim or Hugh, but Sally Field is now 78. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, I'm just saying, back in the day, she was, I know. She was nice looking. That's right in my wheelhouse.
That guy was right, by the way, about the batting average being worse than Max Kepler's.
No, you know what's funny? I need to shout out to the young ladies that I met last night at the Eagles game.
Yeah.
Because they came to the tailgate and we took pictures, and she asked me, have you found a girlfriend yet? And I said, no, ma'am, I haven't. And she said, well, you need to pray to St. Anthony.
I thought that was the saint you pray to when you lose things.
Well, I looked it up, and it's I guess St. Anthony, you could pray for a spouse.
He's a multi-purpose saint?
Yeah, he's a multi-purpose saint.
Hang on a second.
But
she told you to pray for a girlfriend?
She told me to.
That's a bad look.
That's an awful look.
Well, I thought it was nice of her to suggest it.
Was she a nun?
No, but she was. Yeah, no, she was Catholic.
This was a backhanded compliment.
I didn't look at it that way.
Well, I do.
So let me ask this then. I'm going to spin it a different way. When a team attempts a Hail Mary, are they in a good spot, or is it a prayer?
I guess when you look at it that way, Joe Chilio, it makes
that's the only
sense.
Way to look at it. She told you to pray to find a girlfriend.
She said she was a fan of the show, though.
She said she basically told you you need divine intervention.
She disarmed me.
Hugh really did take it as a compliment. And I did. She thinks you're in dire straits.
I'm not there yet.
No, I didn't say you were.
I like the suggestion, but I'm not there yet.
St. Anthony's like, this, I got to answer this guy?
He's like, are you kidding me?
He's like, ooh, hell no.
Not returning that call. All right, Sean in Overbrook. What's up, Sean?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey, Sean.
Chilling. Hey, I'm visiting my wife. She has something going on. I just got in the room, but you guys answered the phone. But priorities, right? You guys first.
Well, I think the wife should be first, but we hope she gets better real quick.
No, she's happy. She's smiling. So thank you guys for your well wishes. I want to talk about the game yesterday. It was a great game. I think Tanner McKee looked great. I think the team overall looked great. Campbell was pretty good. Should have had that interception, but definitely feeling Cooper and McKee the most from that game. So,
well, Cooper, I mean, he showed a lot to me, Sean. I know it's a lot of second half or second quarter, but I think they got something there. Once in a while, you see it, and you're like, man, this guy might be able to play. And then Tanner McKee, so you think they'd be a playoff team if he played all year?
Well, you know what? I'm only going to answer that question because that's the question of the day, and you guys got that going on. But I don't like thinking in those terms. You know what I mean? We got our quarterback. Tanner McKee is pretty tight.
Answer the question.
I think we'd be a playoff team based on the team that we have. You know, we can't do it alone. I think he's serviceable in the vein of Foles. I think he can manage it enough to get to the playoffs.
Yeah. Sean, what's your movie you want to replace you, Hugh, in and put him in the movie?
I'm putting Hugh right in Die Hard, the first one. For sure.
With no shoes on?
With no shoes on.
Is he Hans Gruber or is he...
I thought I was being Hans Gruber.
The glass.
I thought I was going to be Bruce Willis. Yeah. I thought I was the leading actor.
I got you more as a Gruber guy.
No, you are. You Bruce Willis.
I want to be Bruce Willis.
Bruce, I mean,
you're talking about some Welcome to the Party, pal.
Yeah, I could do that.
definitely.
I could do
or
it.
You Hugh's not Kyle. A lead.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, the guy's a D-list actor. Sean, we appreciate the phone call.
A-list, excuse me? A-list?
Yeah.
How come?
Have you seen my acting?
We've heard
it's
it.
Phenomenal.
Yeah, well.
Now, down the hall is the recreation area. We have a nice little gym, and we have an indoor pool, Mrs. Levine.
A pool?
Hey, but you better watch out when you're in that bikini.
Oh, stop it.
I'm here to tell you, when these old-timers get a look at you, I might have to hire some extra guys just to keep them off of you.
Who says I want to keep them off?
Hey, Mr. Levine, is everything okay?
It does.
Everything's fine, Mr. Ben.
Having girl problems?
A little bit.
Don't worry about it. Creepy. Keep your head up. They call me Big Ben, by the way.
All right, Mr. Big Ben.
They call you Big Ben because you're so big?
No, because I like European clock towers.
Look at these arms. They're like Christmas hams.
And you know what? I love ham.
You know, the more you play that, the
worse it is.
You're talking about this old woman in a bikini.
And then she's got the ham arms or whatever she's saying.
And you know what's funny? I am probably about her age that she was in
Is she going to a retirement home?
Like, damn.
Yeah. I need to comment on our last caller and him not really wanting to participate in the exercise, even though he did call in.
Yeah.
You know why people don't want to do that? Because this is really how you feel about Jalen.
It's incriminating.
It is. Because if you feel like turnkey, put McKee in there, will win a bunch of football games, then you're all frauds on the Hurts thing. I mean, you're just, there's so many frauds out there.
That's what it is.
Well, like Aaron, frauds. Like, you know what I want to hear today? I want to hear someone say, this is ridiculous. Jalen Hurts is a top 5 to 6 quarterback in the NFL. Then the backups got no shot to be as good or close to as good.
No, I didn't say he was as good. I said he has a chance to get you to the playoffs. That's a big difference.
Right, okay. But this, all right. So I know last year they won 14 games. I think, and this is just where I come down, you might have them higher than I do. I think this year's Eagles team is going to be between 11 and 12 wins based on what they lost and the schedule. We're talking 10-ish. So that tells me that the gap is only a game or two between Hurts and McKee. And that doesn't make any sense.
Well, sure it does.
I look at it like this. You're right. The gap for the regular season is not that great because you look at the competition you're going to be playing against. Even though you're playing against a better schedule.
Tough schedule.
That you could still get – I think you can get 10 games with the talent that you have amassed. But playoffs is a different animal. Now, that's where I feel that Jalen is head and shoulders above Tanner McKee, and he's proven that. And so that's kind of where I'm at with. You know, kind of like, you remember when Jalen went to the playoffs, when we played Tampa and went down there and he played horrible?
Yeah.
That would be probably what Tanner McKee would look like.
Yeah, that happened twice in Tampa, unfortunately. Yeah. I mean, Kyle did point out the 7-sack game against the Rams. Facetiously said.
Tanner could do that.
Tanner could take 7 sacks in a game against anyone, probably, in the NFL. Look, I like Tanner, and I think Tanner is going to be a
seven
good...
7 sacks is great.
It is, and it was yelled at when I pointed that out. It's based on why we can't just say he's the best quarterback in the league.
We get... Why?
Have we lost Hugh again?
It's the way you said it, man. It's the way you
said it. Well, it's 1:19 on a Friday, yep. So there he goes. Dante in Blackwood. What's up, Dante?
Hey, how's it going?
What's up,
man? Hey, Dante.
Hey, so I think we're looking at McKee versus Hurts a bit wrong, right? We're going off the frame of reference of the Vegas line, 11.5 wins. Bottom line is, Jalen Hurts is not an 11-win quarterback. His 11-win season was a down year for him. I think his benchmark is more about 13 wins, and I think with McKee, you get about 9.
Benchmark is 13?
What's that?
How is his benchmark 13
Dante,
wins?
Dante, Peyton Manning and Tom Brady were 13-win quarterbacks.
Then we won 13 games last year, 14 in 2022.
Yeah, and then the other ones were 11 and 9.
But the 9, I mean...
No, you're right. The 11 and 9, they don't count. But the 13 and 14 do. That's
I'm not counting that.
Okay.
I'm counting
I'm not counting the 13 and 14. What do you got to say about
that? He started for 4 years. They all count. They all count.
Improved mightily since then.
He has improved. This is like when the Alec Bohm people say, if you take away the month he hit 100, he's hitting 330 again. Yeah, no, stop it. He's hitting 280 or whatever the hell he hits. That's the way it works.
I think it's fair to take out somebody's first year as a starter when looking at what kind of win total they get you each.
But what about his third?
That's what I mean. That was an 11-win year, and that was a down year for him and for the rest of the team with a 30th defense in the league. Mm. So I think Hurts at his best is a 13-14 win quarterback.
Do you think they're going? Hold on a second. Before you go on about McKee and Hurts, do you think this Eagles team this year against this schedule is going to win 14 games? That's a lot.
Can. I think 13 they can, but it depends on the second corner. Because
right.
Ringo didn't look good last night. Adoree Jackson didn't look good last night. We got to see if that position ends up looking like James Bradbury in 2023.
Oh, please. Those are some bad memories you're bringing back, man.
Yeah. But I think McKee, I think he's better than a lot of stars in the league. I think he's the guy that can bring this current team to about 9 wins. And, I mean, that's the thing. You know, I think there's still a big difference between him and Hurts. Most importantly, I mean, the biggest thing about Hurts that we praise him for is he goes out there and he wins in the playoffs. We have no inkling of an idea if McKee can do that. So there's still a huge difference, but I think McKee, with this offense, could be a good quality starting quarterback.
You know what? And I think he's probably trending toward that. And maybe that's, you know, somewhere next year, maybe the Eagles flip him and he becomes a starter next year. We'll see. Dante, what do you got for us? A movie we're going to take the actor out and put Hugh in.
I got Willie Mays Hayes in Major League just because I want to see Hugh Douglas running in slow motion.
Yeah, I think that's a good one,
yeah,
Dante. That
would be a lot.
That's a fun one. All right, you know what I want to do when we get back? We got a couple things to do. We got to talk to you people, see what they're up to. Hugh Douglas is going to call out Shaquille O'Neal for something he said recently. I'm excited for
yeah,
that.
I thought that was crazy.
And so our last caller just said he thinks McKee's better than some starting quarterbacks in the NFL. You know what I'm going to do? When we get back, let's go over the 32 current starting quarterbacks. I know a couple teams have battles, but how many teams, like, where does he rank right now? Like, if we had to slot him in as a starter, where does he rank? We'll do that. Your phone call as well. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, fall is right around the corner. And you know what that means? It means two things: football season and pumpkin spice season. This year, Hatfield is taking it to a whole new level with their newest game changer, pumpkin spice thick cut bacon, y'all. It's warm fall spices with a touch of sweetness. It's bold, it's different, and it's delicious. Pumpkin spice bacon is available for a limited time at your local grocery store. And guess who eating bacon and drinking wine tonight? That would be me. Visit simplyhatfield.com for where to buy. Hatfield, better care, better pork.
We're really cultural on the show today. We're all over the place. Music, movies, Baltimore Colts.
All inclusive.
Yul Brynner. We are all inclusive. Yeah,
Annie.
Right. Annie. Hugh yeah. as Annie, which again is still the best answer.
Kyle can't win.
I know
though.
He can't win. I know. I'm Kyle but it's
win.
The best.
I'm sorry. I hate to say I nailed it.
Yeah.
You know why I hate to admit that.
It's going to be hard for us to get a better one in the next half hour. 215-592-9494. All right. Before we get to why Hugh Douglas is going to call out Shaquille O'Neal, so we've had some, you know, a lot of talk today about Tanner McKee, and I think it's a little bit over the top to say, yeah, you put him in, they'd still be a playoff team. I'm not sure about that. Hugh thinks they would be. Most people do, including, I mean, Kyle back there basically thinks they'd be rolling with Tanner McKee. I'm not there. But one thing I was like, all right, could he be a starter? Where would he be a starter? Let's see how many teams he actually would be a starting quarterback for. All right, Hugh, I'm gonna roll through the starting quarterbacks. Stop me if you hear a name you think Tanner would be better than right now, okay? So if you don't say anything, we'll just keep going. So we'll start with the NFC West. Darnold, Purdy, Stafford, Kyler.
Darnold, Purdy.
Sam Darnold, Brock Purdy, Matthew Stafford, Kyler Murray. I don't think he starts over any of those guys. Okay.
Oh, no. All of them.
None. Okay. So let's go.
Did you see him last night?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
He was amazing.
Let's go to the NFC South. Now, this one has the potential for Tanner to take a job or two. Baker Mayfield, Spencer Rattler. Yeah, I'm with you there. He would start for the Saints. Bryce Young. You're famously a Bryce Young guy. He did come on at the end.
He came on at the end.
I don't think he was sort of a Bryce Young.
No, they still. Well,
it's Hughes Panthers.
I know.
No, listen. That was uncalled for.
You never wear the jersey we got you, the Bryce Young jersey.
That was uncalled for. I think that with the way, if he'd have went there earlier in the year, he would have been the starter.
Sure.
But towards the end of the year, no. So, you know, I played a little bit of semantics on that one, but no.
Michael Penix.
Yes.
You think he would start with Michael Penix?
Okay. I think right now, listen, now I understand.
You're banned from Atlanta.
No, listen.
I know. Wow. Finally burned that bridge.
Well, I know that there are shades of Michael Vick from Michael Penix. I understand that. But with the Tanner has a little bit more of a sampling size, and I understand Mike was a first-round draft pick, but I think that—
First overall?
Yeah. I think that Yeah, and they got.
Sorry. Penix,
he means
not
Penix.
Yeah.
No, Penix.
But Penix was a top 10 pick.
No, but I do
is
remember
Penix Mike.
It's Michael.
Mike Vick is Mike.
No, he's Michael Penix.
Michael Penix. Yeah. But I remember when was it?
Would he be better as Mike Penix?
Arthur Blank had looked at when what's his name drafted me, like, what the hell are you doing?
They had Terry Fontenot.
Yeah, Fontenot drafted me, like, what the hell
just
are you doing?
Paid Kirk Cousins $100 million.
Right. Yeah.
NFC North, J.J. McCarthy, Jordan Love, Jared Goff, Caleb Williams. I don't think he starts in that division.
Mm-mm.
NFC East, obviously, Jaden Daniels, here, Hurts. Russell Wilson, Dak Prescott.
Starts over Hurts.
He starts over Russell Wilson.
He would start over Russ.
Yeah, he would definitely start over Russ.
Agreed. All right, so we found two definites, Saints and Giants.
Mm. Yeah.
AFC West.
Cleveland.
AFC
well,
West.
I know you said the West. I had it spooled up already. That was coming out.
He was
regardless.
Waiting for the Baltimore Colts.
Ohio, famously in the West Coast of the United States. Justin Herbert, Geno.
Geno. He might get Geno.
No, he's not better than Geno.
He might get Geno. This is my story.
This is disrespectful.
And I'm sticking to it.
Live your truth.
Okay. I'm living my truth.
Geno, a few years ago, he would have.
A few years ago, but not probably.
A few years
not
ago,
now.
He was at Stanford, winning three games a season. Okay,
Geno Smith, I'm saying. The version of Geno Smith from
the Jets, yeah.
Yeah. Some guy named Mahomes and then Bo Nix. I don't think he starts
over both of them.
Mahomes?
Of course.
All right, AFC South. There might be a shot here. Cam Ward, who is just the number one overall pick, Tennessee.
Yeah.
Trevor Lawrence.
He'll be there. Trevor?
Trevor stinks.
Trevor does stink.
They
most overrated quarterback.
But they still, they still might ride with Trevor.
Oh, they're gonna, yeah.
They upped their win total with Tanner McKee last year.
I don't believe in Trevor either. He was starting the Colts over Anthony Richardson and Daniel Jones.
Yeah, he'd be there.
All right, so we found three spots. Quarterback of the Texans, C.J. Stroud. No.
Mm.
AFC North. This is where the Browns reside. Browns,
Cleveland.
Okay, you said it. Browns.
He's waiting.
This is a fun one. Who is a better player right now, Tanner McKee or this version of Aaron Rodgers?
I think I would go with Tanner McKee.
I would too,
because he's younger and he doesn't have all the drama, and he damn sure don't use hiawatha. He don't use no hiawatha.
At least that we know of. Burrow and Lamar, no.
Nah.
Okay, AFC East, last one. So I think we have four spots.
Yes,
we've come
Jets.
Up with.
I've got 15 so far.
He would start for the Jets over over Kyle. Justin Fields.
Live your truth, Kyle.
Drake May, no. Tua, no. Josh Allen, no. Four.
Yeah, but he'll go to Jets.
Four. He's the 27th or 8th best quarterback, 29th best quarterback in pro football. Mm. So we're going from the 6th.
I had 16.
Yeah, that's, well, your list is a little different than mine.
My truth.
A little different.
Yeah.
A little different.
Who's the best quarterback you have him starting over?
Mahomes.
That's enough.
Oh, yeah, you tripped.
Yeah, Scott in Orlando's up. Hey, Scott.
No, Purdy.
Purdy, stop. Scott,
hey,
go ahead.
Fellas.
What's up, man?
Yeah, I was saying that, you know, that was a hell of a game, and I hate preseason games. If we got two more games like that, boy, I'll tell you, that'd be awesome. That'd make bring us right into the season
in the right
state of mind. It'd be wonderful.
We'd be rolling. But yeah, anyways, you know, I'll take just one more, because that third one, I don't know who plays in that game. They think they roll out the ball boys in that game. Go ahead, Scott.
Well, it's funny. You know, I grew up in Philadelphia. I went to Harrison, and then I went out to University of Arizona. So I was an Arizona fan. And Nick Foles came from he was at Michigan State, and he transferred to Arizona. And actually, Gronk was there but got hurt. But it was funny. I called up Howard's show. It was on the weekend after Wentz had gotten hurt. And I said, Howard, I said, Nick Foles just got his Christmas present early. And Howard poo-pooed it and told me I was out of my mind and everything. Well, it did come to fruition, so that was kind of wonderful. But, yeah, this team, it's just amazing how it's such a cohesive group of people and there's no egos involved. At first, I didn't think Saquon might, you know, do as well as he did last year. He might not, but... you know, the whole mentality of this team is just unbelievable. There's, you know, you can't hate anybody, really. It's just a great group of guys that are picking each other up. But, yeah, Tanner McKee, I liked him when they got him. And I like the fact that he's a pocket passer. So it's interesting to see a different aspect of the Eagles team with a different quarterback. But, yeah, I think he could. You put him in with the players they've got, the first string guys, I'm sure he could do really well.
Well, look, we hope we don't have to see it, but the reality is Jalen Hurts is a mobile quarterback who's gotten banged up before, and the NFL, their backup has to play, and we've seen it here, Scott. You mentioned the Foles thing, so it is comforting to know that if we need him, we got someone that could play a little bit. Scott, what do you got? What's the movie role you want to sub the actor out and put Hugh in for?
Well, I thought of a few, but then I thought of the Dirty Dozen. You know, he'd be good in the Dirty Dozen.
Oh, that's an old school movie.
That is.
You talking about when Jim Brown had to drop the grenades in the fight? Yeah. I don't know if we're going to make them grenades, though, because can't run no more. But we can
I like that, Scott. We appreciate it. So other than Kyle saying Annie, I think my favorite one is Bond.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Yeah, double O Douglas over here. I like that one. Joseph in Philly. What's up, Joseph?
Hey, y'all killing me, man. I got to say, like, Tanner is just an excellent backup. Like, he played against the Giants when everybody could play against the Giants and look good. And he had one preseason game that's good, and everybody is losing their marbles. Like,
I know,
win.
Joseph. These people are crazy. I mean, I think it's disrespectful to Jalen Hurts. That's what I'm hearing today.
It's not disrespectful, but you're kind of undermining his importance that they can pull off the same feat.
Yes,
if like they stand on the same pedestal. I got two quick questions I thought of while listening. Joe, you said earlier that if Tanner starts and he plays head to head throughout the season, how many QBs is he the best versus? So yeah, how many QBs do you think Hurts is the best versus on the schedule?
Yeah, so I have to go. I'll pull it back. Well, that's
what's up from Patrick Mahomes.
That's what I like to hear. I would say you got to beat the best to be the best. In my opinion, Jalen Hurts beat the best QB. He's the best of the season.
Well, the Eagles beat him.
All right, you know, you asked, so I'll answer. Okay, so he'll be the best quarterback on the field in Week 1 against the Cowboys. He's better than Dak right now. He will not be against the Chiefs. He will be against the Rams. That's two.
Well, I'll say until he beats. You know,
yeah, but he's just not. Yeah, but I'm just going into the game. He's just not better than Mahomes.
Right,
that's
right.
Okay. All
right. Okay, I'll give you that. Yeah,
better than Baker in Tampa, so that's three. Better than Bo Nix, that's four. Better than the Giants slop, that's five. Better than McCarthy, that's six. Better than the Giants slop again, that's seven. Better than Love, eight. Goff is close. I ranked him higher, but that's pretty close. That's kind of a wash. Better than Dak, better than Caleb Williams. It's kind of close with Herbert. Yeah, Jalen's going to be the better quarterback on the field in a lot of games. Now, down the stretch, they have to play the Commanders and Bills, and that's where, I don't think he's quite as good, but most games he's better.
Okay. Right, and which is why he'll win more than he'll lose, and I think Tanner will lose more than he'll win.
I agree.
Although he'll look good, and he just won't be able to, come back win and all of that good stuff. Well, and I do believe in him because he's an Eagle, but And my second question was going to be, how many interceptions do you think it would take Hurts in the first month until everybody loses their marbles and say, put in Tanner?
One. No, I mean, I think if Joseph, if it's like last year, where he is throwing like one a game or throwing the ball to the opponent, even if the guy doesn't catch it, but if it's a lot of turnovers, I don't think it's crazy that if Jalen has a tough first month, I don't think they're going to pull him, but I think we would get some people that said, hey, I think Tanner would be better. I mean, I think that's now on the table because of what people saw last night. All right, Joseph, what's the movie? What's the actor you're taking Hugh out for?
All right, let's take out Danny Glover and put in Hugh for Lethal Weapon.
I love the Lethal Weapon series. Yes. What are their names? Murtaugh?
Riggs and Murtaugh.
Yeah. They're great movies. Joseph, good phone call. All right. Hugh, I know you had a message for Shaquille O'Neal. First, let's hear Shaq's message because he's making a pretty bold proclamation for Eagles-Cowboys Week 1.
We winning this year. I'm guaranteeing it.
Shaq, I would be honored to make a bet with you.
Let's do it. If the Cowboys don't win this year, I'll wear that Charles Barkley dress on the strip of Las Vegas.
If the Cowboys lose to the Eagles in Week 1,
I will wear that dress like that in front of my restaurant at the Paris Hotel in Vegas.
This is something that we can hold you to?
Yes.
Are you out of your mind?
No. I'm a man of my word. If we lose to the Eagles, I will wear this dress in front of my restaurant at the Paris Hotel.
He said with no drawers on. I would say to Shaq, just say you want to wear a dress. I mean, that'd kill everything. I mean, nobody's going to question you. Just say you want to put on a dress. Because there ain't no way that the Cowboys coming in here on banner night
no.
and beat us. Please come to town. and come to the game? Because that's ridiculous. For you to sit there, I'm hurt that you're a Cowboys fan. I'm hurt because I didn't know that. All the times, you know, we've been working out and doing all this other stuff.
Oh, you hid that from me?
I never knew you was a Cowboys fan. That hurts, Shaq. That hurts. But just say you want to wear a dress, dog. That's it. Just go ahead and say you want to wear a dress. And nobody's going to judge. Nobody judges the big dog.
Well, that's not true.
Well, if he just came out and said, I want to wear a dress. No, I don't know if someone's going to say anything to his face. But there'd be questions. Like, why is Jack saying this publicly?
That's basically what you just said when you said the Cowboys are going to come to town.
Yeah, they're a 6.5-point underdog.
And beat the Eagles.
It'd be a big upset.
You just said to the world, hey, world, I want to wear a dress. That's what you did.
You really read the You People chat and said that this man's not going to get judged?
Okay, yeah.
He's going to get judged, too.
Well, nobody's going to judge him to his face.
Well, because they're scared. I mean, but
he's a big ass dude.
That's a good way to describe Shaquille O'Neal.
Let's just say you want to wear a dress, dog. Just say you want to wear a dress. I mean, nobody's going to, you know, you just come wear a dress. And, you know, there it is.
Well, if he's a man of his word, it sounds like he will one day soon be wearing a dress.
Oh, because he can't really believe that Dallas is going to win, right? Like, this is his excuse. No, like, he's making a bad bet on purpose.
Yes.
To wear the dresses.
That's a bad bet.
Yeah.
It's an awful bet. Not even taking the points. He's just saying an outright win. That's just not going to happen. All right, let's talk to Rob, and then we'll check in with you people today. Hey, Rob.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, Rob. What's up?
Not much, man. I wanted to talk a little Tanner McKee here. You know, to say that he wouldn't take us to the playoffs is just discounting everyone else.
Your phone's a little choppy there.
Oh, my gosh. It's awful.
I don't think it's discounting everyone else. I think what the other side is discounting Jalen Hurts and what he actually does bring to the table. He may not be the best quarterback in the league, but he's a good one. He's a consistently good one.
Definitely.
And he brings a lot to the table that Tanner McKee just has no shot to bring, including his rushing ability. We're getting none of that out of Tanner McKee.
Just you watch.
Yeah, I will.
Tanner can take off, man.
I wonder if we need
him in open space.
Yeah, he could not. I saw him last time. The guy's got cement feet. He runs like Jared Goff. he can throw it, but he can't move.
He can spin it.
Yeah.
He can spin
But I got shades of Goff when he was trying to move around the pocket.
Yeah,
all right.
He ain't about to do that.
You people, let's see what they're up to today on a Friday.
You people. It's time to hear from you people. What do you mean, you people?
And it's brought to you by New Jersey Human Services. The times you spend with friends and loved ones are the best. Make sure you stay in the picture and stay away from fentanyl. Learn the risks at stayinthepic.nj.gov. We are in full damage control mode from Aaron in San Diego in the You People chat after just what was a horrendous phone call today.
Yeah, I don't know how he's ever going to recover from what happened today.
He's not. I mean, he was exposed for the fraud he is. And it's a shame. You hate to see that.
So is he's in there trying to defend himself?
He was going on like this whole thing about Jalen's best quarterback in the NFL. It's over,
Aaron.
He's
in the chat trying to defend himself?
Yeah, Aaron's a big internet guy. He records selfies, sends them to us.
Just my advice to you, Aaron, let it go. It's over. You lost.
Less is more from Aaron at San Diego this weekend.
You guys are scumbags.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. But who all of us?
You guys.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You people.
Yep. Great. It's the Jackass and Bozo show.
Yeah, which one is
that's a good question.
What time was that on the chat? Could apply to any of the shows.
Yeah, that
here.
Was like right before we were starting.
Oh, okay.
So it's just that was an anticipation.
Yeah, that's an evergreen for whoever's hosting.
Yeah, when we were looking for nicknames for the midday show, the Jackass and Bozo show.
So that begs the
question, who's the Jackass and who's the Bozo?
That's what I'm saying. It doesn't really matter.
I think they're interchangeable. Yeah.
Hugh, you get choice today. Who do you want to be?
I think I'll be the Jackass.
I'm the Bozo.
It depends on the day,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
you know?
Whoever's more of the clown is Bozo.
That's right. This one I don't quite understand. Does Joe know the Eagles had a preseason game last night?
It's all we talked about.
All day.
Other than having Scott France kind of talk about the Phillies this weekend, we have literally talked about what happened last night since 10 a.m. That's the whole show.
Somebody felt like I
was at the game. We did the pregame show. I went home and watched the game. We've talked about it since then. It's really all I've thought about since 6 p.m. yesterday.
Well, do you know?
Okay.
Joe just wants what's worst for the Eagles.
So I just don't understand what that means.
Nah, that's weird.
I think they'd be much better off if their $250 million quarterback played every game and won most of them rather than their backup who was a 6th round pick.
Yep.
That's okay.
I mean, maybe he's lost.
Yeah.
Like this next guy.
Okay.
Of course, Joe was calling for Tanner McKee to start.
Well, that's not the case.
Off what happened.
It's actually the total opposite.
And you wonder why. Like, most of the time, I say what I say because most people don't listen. They don't.
Yeah. This is why you can never go with your... The thing about how you've convinced the people and won the poll.
Because what people?
That's not what happens.
The people are in la-la land.
These people are delusional.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Appalled by Hugh Douglas today. What a jerk.
Agreed.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah. Evergreen.
That's evergreen.
Yeah.
That's pretty evergreen.
Total jerk. Annie Douglas over here.
Just like... all right. So I like that the poll today was 75% yes, the Eagles would be a playoff team with Tanner McKee.
That's most agreeing.
Yeah. And then this comment, WIP hates Jalen Hurts. You all voted 75%.
I'm telling you, today was really an introspection to you
it's
people.
Unbelievable.
The people out there who claim Jalen Hurts is an elite quarterback, yet think Tanner McKee, who's played one real game in the NFL, could just kind of almost replicate what he does, is remarkable stuff.
All right. Two different potential names for if he was James Bond.
Ooh.
We have 00 Douglas, which I think was mentioned.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or 007.
Yeah, that one works. Except for last night, that shirt that I got from the Eagles, shout out to the Philadelphia Eagles, that's not a double X.
I saw the tag.
That's a snug shirt. Yeah. That was a snug shirt.
So really, it's the people who made the shirt are telling fibs.
That's not true to double X size. So now I have to start getting 3X shirts.
Double XL7 is pretty good.
And Trey hurt my feelings last night.
What did he say?
He just kept saying, hey, man, you, next time put some pasties on your nipples because he said he saw my nipples. That's what he kept telling
me.
Were
you sweating through the nips?
No, he was just like, why are your nipples so hard? And I'm like, dude, what are you talking about? Yeah, he hurt my feelings.
Yeah, that audio might get cut. Yeah.
That hurt my feelings a little bit.
That's crazy. All right.
Yeah, that hurt.
So we got a lot of good answers for Hugh as an actor in any movie.
Yep.
We're trying to replace Hugh with any actor in any movie. But as usual, you people were killing it with some of these suggestions. We got the dog from Sandlot.
The dog from Sandlot.
The beast?
Beast. Yep. Pumbaa from The Lion King.
Pumbaa. Mm-hmm. Makuna the Tata.
Not quite,
no.
But yeah.
Makuna Kantata.
You will have to work on that before you do that. Grandpa Joe and Willy Wonka.
Grandpa Joe. Yeah, that's a good one. I like that one.
Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice.
That one's near the top of my favorites.
Ace Ventura.
Oh, that was a good movie.
Yeah, I can see you dressing like Ace Ventura.
That was a good movie.
Coming out of the rhino's behind.
Yeah, well,
that was Ace Ventura 2, When Nature Calls.
Yes,
of course.
Right. Nacho Libre.
Sometimes I wear stretchy pants.
Nacho Libre was awesome.
That was a good movie.
And last one, and this one's probably a little bit mean, but Jabba the Hutt.
Yeah, that was mean-spirited.
But you know what's funny? Yeah. The ones that say I look like Jabba probably look like more like Jabba than I do.
Way more like Jabba.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah.
Those are Jabba-like individuals.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
I think because we can't pick Kyle's answer of Annie, I think James Bond is my favorite one.
Yeah, that was
just the idea of you being sophisticated and drinking martinis and dressing
not
nice.
Not drinking martinis, drinking Jack.
Jack straight. XL7.
Double XL.
They could reboot the whole series.
Jack straight. And then what I would drive, since we leaning all the way into the stereotype.
Yeah.
Have to drive a Hellcat.
Just don't get this one stolen like last one. Try not to do that. All right. We're going to hand it over to the afternoon show. They're live at Chickie's, but I'm sure a lot to talk about Tanner McKee and his performance last night for the Philadelphia Eagles. But we got a Philly series starting tonight. Christopher Sanchez on the mound against the Rangers, a place they never play well. When they've gone out of Texas, they usually get their butts kicked. Hugh, what are you feeling this weekend? Challenging series, as Scott told us, a team that's playing better. We getting 2 out of 3, or are we coming in here upset on Monday?
We're going to be upset on Monday.
Oh.
I'm just keeping it a baby.
Wow.
And we don't know if Zach pitches Sunday.
Unbelievable. So Hugh Douglas today said McKee over Hurts and the Phillies are getting swept. All right, that's enough for us. We'll talk to you on Monday on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.